house in the shape of an L, and the roof, the two parts of the roof would come together like that.
Gable? No, I mean, it's that way out there. And she does pour the water down too.
Now the gable is this thing.
Yeah, gable is this way. This is a, oh, I can't think. It's not trough.
Is it, you call it a valley or a gully or?
Didn't call it either one of those. I can't think what that is.
Alley? Different terms, and it's hard to keep track of.
Yeah, like some of them called it that, but I never did. I called it something else, but I can't think what it is right now.
And did you, what did you catch the rain water in? Did you
barrel.
I mean, how did you catch it off the roof?
They put the barrel under that same thing you're talking about. It came that way. You went in it.
I see. Did you have a little gullies or?
You mean around the roof?
Yes.
No. You just came down that spout, right down that center. Nothing out there is full right now. I make the supervisor give me a barrel so I can water my. I step right here and I'll show you.
Well, I'm interested in the term.
I'll show you.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about, right there.
Yes.
And well, there's the barrel.
Yes, that's that part.
And it just comes right there and fills that barrel full.
Did you, you said it comes down the spout, but I don't see spouts.
No spout, it's just a big valley. Now there you are.
See if we take time.
It comes down that valley. I told you it would take on the deck.
Did people have, did people use anything to catch the rain in?
You mean a system?
No, you use the word spout. I'm wondering what you mean by that.
Well, you could buy those things that had a, go around the house and have a, they'd come right down like that. And the rain would come down in
just
them.
Half of the pipe like this,
yeah,
right?
Yes, you'd have those and you
what,
could.
What were they then? You mentioned troughs.
Well, some of them call them troughs, some of them call them, I ordered some for the church up there, but I didn't order them that name. I forgot what I ordered them. They are called, and then the spout goes down the side, carries the water off.
Some people call them troughs, some people gutters sometimes.
Gutters? I think that's what they call them in that paper. Gutters and spouts and troughs. Those are the three terms. Valleys.
And I mentioned the coal scuttle the other day, and you said you had one, and what'd you do with it? What'd you tell? You didn't mention this on the tape.
I didn't have the. I never did use coal very much, except when we lived in Oxford. We had coal grates up there. That was the coldest house I ever saw in my life, too. High ceiling, no little grates didn't heat it. We used coal up there altogether. And my daddy used coal in the stove, in his stove. But in my home down there that burned, we used wood. Because, let's see, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bedrooms, and a dining room, and a kitchen, and a pantry, and a long hall, and it was encased on each end, filled in, and a cellar, and a porches all around the house, and a well off of the east porch, and there's a walkway to the well, and it was about 5 minutes, that door from the porch. And you could not make that well dry. You could not draw up enough water to make it dry. It's the best water in the world, too. But we had, then we didn't have when we first married, we did not have icebox. And some people dug them down like a well, about 25 feet or something, and we put the milk down in there in the ground and draw it up. And if people had, some people had a spring, they'd put the water, the milk and stuff in the spring, but didn't let the water come over the buckets of the milk. But we had a great big box first that was filled, very big wooden box, and it's filled with Excelsior. And we put about 100 pounds of ice, 200 pounds of ice in there, and set the milk down by the ice.
Right.